"Huzzah! huzzah!" cried the seamen, as with swinging tarpaulins they hailed the act of nailing the gold to the mast. "It's a white whale, I say," resumed Ahab, as he threw down the topmaul. "A white whale. Skin your eyes for him, men. Look sharp for white water. If ye see but a bubble, sing out."
All this while Tashtego, Daggoo, and Queequeg had looked on with even more intense interest and surprise than the rest, and at the mention of the wrinkled brow and crooked jaw, they had started as if each was separately touched by some specific recollection. "Captain Ahab," said Tashtego, "that white whale must be the same that some call Moby Dick."
"Moby Dick!" shouted Ahab. "Do you know the white whale then, Tash?"
"Does he fantail a little curious, sir, before he goes down?" said the gayheader, deliberately.
"And he has a curious spout, too," said Daggoo. "Very bushy, even for a Parmacetti. And mighty quick, Captain Ahab?"
"And he have 1, 2, 3, oh! Good many iron in him hide, too, Captain," cried Queequeg, disjointedly. "All twisky-ty, betwisk, like him,
faltering hard for a word, and screwing his hand round and round as though uncorking a bottle.
"Like him,
corkscrew," cried Ahab. "Aye, Queequeg, the harpoons lie all twisted and wrenched in him. Aye, Daggoo, his spout is a big one, like a whole shock of wheat, and white as a pile of our Nantucket wool after the great annual sheep-shearing. Aye, Tashtego, and he fantails like a split jib in a squall. Death and devils, men, it is Moby Dick you have seen. Moby Dick! Moby Dick!"